Second with the Ralph Winterroad Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm going to go over something that should, it affects everybody listening without exception, guaranteed. Something that I would say, I don't even know if there's anybody listening that could go over all this, because it, I worked on this for a long time before I finally understood it. And I really understood the regulation, the regulatory stuff. And it's just because of reading this, reading that, and looking. That's why I wanted to read the course, the case by the Supreme Court of the United States. Because you see, when they had these agencies were out of control. So they had to create a new court system. Why? We're going to have agencies. Why? Because the bottom line is, in this Attorney General's opinion of 1941, this is amazing. It's a simple statement. It says federal courts are created under Article 3. This is a great, by the way, Attorney General's opinion. I got to read the rest of it because it goes into the history, a lot of history research stuff. Check it all out. I just haven't had the time. But I picked out the things that, by the way, there is an appellate brief. I think it's due Monday, the opposition. In the Mooney case, it's in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's 20-1075. It has 14,000 words of an appellate brief, and 998 pages in 11 appendixes. And if you get it from me, it will be highlighted. A stuff that should shock the conscience. And it's free right now. If you listen, you don't even have to be a member of the list. It takes 6 emails to get it to you. If you really want to find out what the stuff that's going on. So anyway, in this is this excerpt out of the Attorney General's opinion. How do we keep these agencies under control? Nobody elects them. There's no oversight. So what do? We have a procedure for what we're taught. House, Congress gets around, passes something by simple majority. President either ups or down it, and then it gets overridden by a 2/3 majority. Real simple. How does the administrative state work? See, they can't do that because they got no authority. They're operating under what's called color of law. So I wanted to see on this decision, those latest courts, I wanted to read, which I started looking up after I came back from breakfast today again, how did they do this? I want to see what our latest Supreme Court says. Because we got 4 people up there that know what's going on. So anyway, back in this Attorney General's opinion, it says quite simply, federal courts created under Article 3, by the way, which there are none in America today except the Supreme Court, can be authorized only to decide cases and controversies, that's in quotation marks, to use the constitutional phrase. And from the early day, the Supreme Court has regarded this restriction as an important one to be scrupulously observed. Cases and controversies, broadly speaking, are matters in which a court can determine with finality the rights of adverse parties by applying the law of the facts, the law to the facts as found. Here's the killer. This whole field of rulemaking, with the exception of rules of judicial procedure, is outside the constitutional competency of the court, for rules do not determine the rights of specific litigants, but, like statutes, are addressed to people generally. They're outside. Article 3 courts can't rule on rules because there's no case or controversy. Really? So what did they do? They created the United States District Courts in 1948. They operate on the judicial power of a district court, not the judicial power of the United States, which means it arises under the Constitution. That document, you're exercising what's in that document. The judicial power of a district court is what? So I went and researched in the Westlaw. It says the judge represents the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. Oh, well, that sounds like where I would like to be. Let's see. I want to go to a judge that's operating, representing a non-constitutional court that is under the control of Congress. The idiots up there, like Schumer and Pelosi and all the... Wow. That's where I want to go. It's called a legislative court. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. They print it. I just don't tell you. They call it Article 3. It's not Article 3. Because you can't have judicial power of a district court. It's judicial power of the United States. It's black and white. It's in the Constitution. You can't screw with it because they ordained and established it. They did that 2 places in the Constitution, in the preamble and in Article 3, because they knew it's important to preserve. And the federal government is bound to the English common law. The states are not. The federal government is. They have to use the English common law, law and equity. Did they teach us this? No. What was the authority in 1948? You know what they said in the in the revisor's notes? By accepted practice. And where did we get it from? We got it from the territory of Hawaii. That's their authority. A territorial court by accepted practice. They print this stuff. You can't make this stuff up. Are you going to find it without Westlaw? No. You have no chance. You're just peeing in the wind. I don't like to gloss stuff up. Just tell the facts like it really is. If you don't have Westlaw and you're taking these guys on, the chances of you winning is almost somewhere between slim and none. It really is. And even with the truth, look at General Flynn. If they can take General Flynn, there is no law. There was no investigation. It was all rigged. They withheld Brady material. They rigged it all, and they're still screwing with him. Now, if they can do it to General Flynn, what do you think? We have to get the facts and then go to battle with these suckers. So anyway, they didn't do they can't do administrative law. So I wanted to see how the Supreme Court ruled. They said the foundation principle of administrative law, judicial review of an agency action, is limited to two, the grounds that the agency invoked when it took the action. So what the hell does that mean? First, the agency can offer a fuller explanation of the agency's reasoning at the time of the agency action, or deal with the problem afresh by taking new agency actions. And they must comply with the procedural requirements. It says so of the APA here. And I'm going to get into how that works. So what they have, they said, guess what? We agree. What Obama did is unconstitutional. But we have procedural issues with the DHS people dealing with these people downstream. Wait a minute. The way the law works, if a thing is unconstitutional, we done. Oh, no. Not the Supreme Court with Roberts and those four liberal idiots up there. We got to have you didn't use the right procedure. What is the right procedure if it's unconstitutional? Excuse me? Well, that's all right. I'm just a dumb old farm boy from Kansas. Right. No, I don't think so. That's what they did. Okay. So then the question becomes, when they went through this procedure, what is it? How would I know if I see a regulation? There's all kinds of them on state plans is one of the craziest ones. All of your child custody, all of your divorce is all under CFRs. And none of them have the force and effect of law. And how are you going to know that? I have the state plans, by the way, of all the states. The federal states are municipal entities. They're all CFRs. And I have a copy of a cooperative agreement where the executive, of the child slavers has a contract cooperative agreement with the court. And the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes for all those people. The cops are in on it, the Department of Law, all that. And they auction kids off for abortions. I got that law, too. I sell them. Nobody will ever figure this out. Because they don't tell us. How in the hell are you ever going to figure it out? Well, they passed the Walter Logan Act in 1939 and FDR... vetoed it, so then they came back with the Administrative Procedures Act, and they came back with Section 3 notice and Section 4. And by the way, the IRS, in their front of their books, quotes the Federal Register, and they leave out the last paragraph and say, we're not doing 3 and 4. They leave it out. I would too, because they're not. They're not lying. Not going to do it. But how do you debunk? How do you find the procedure for any code of federal regulations? First step, you have to go look up in the Federal Register. First of all, you go to the CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, and at the bottom is the Federal Register publications that is immediately linked to the APA. They'll have a statutory authority below that. Just ignore that. That's just generic. All that says is you got to have a regulation or some nonsense. That isn't how you figure out the procedure. That's not how it's done. So you go look at the Federal Register. So what do I do? Where do I go find this procedure at today? It's codified in 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. 5 U.S.C. 553 B and D, C and D. Let me get around and just give you the overview, and then we'll go through it. Here's how it works on their side. I'm supposed to put in a proposed rule. I must state that it's in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553 B especially, but B, 553. I have to allow comments. Then I am supposed to come back after I put the comments in. I look at 553 again. I must state it's in compliance with 553B and C. But there's a way out around that. You can't make this up now. Let me pull up the statute. You see, they can also say, which they say all the time, guess what? We don't need to do that. And we can still, they can say, get around an exemption of the thing. And how do they get around that? How do they do that? What do they say? Let me pull it up here, read their actual verbiage. When an agency for, this is in 5 U.S.C., and it is in B, D. This is what they say all the time, and I'm going to quote some. When an agency finds for good cause and incorporates the finding a brief statement of the reasons, therefore, for the rules issued. They got to state why, but for a good cause, that the notice and public procedure thereon are impractical. Practical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. God, so I'm so pissed seeing that. It's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. What in the holy hell does that mean? Let's see. So Congress can get around and say, you know, it's against the public interest, so we're not going to take a vote. We don't need the president to sign this. You think that would fly? I don't think so. So they have a procedure, but they have an escape hatch. Escape hatch. Because for good cause, we don't have to comply. You can't make this stuff up. So now they have no authority over the citizens of the several states. It's all color of law. They're supposed to be making what's called a substantive or substantive rig. We don't give a rat's rump about the interpretive rigs. They're all part 301, housekeeping, all the procedural crap, all the administrative junk. It's all irrelevant. There's only one thing that has the force and effect of law. It looks like, but it's not. It's a substantive rig. So we start off with the proposed rule, and they say, you know, we don't need to do really a 553. We don't need to do that. Because it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. But we'll allow comments. And then we get around to have a final rule. And they say it again. We do not need, because it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. And then they get around and go to D, which is supposed to be each agency under D. It says here, so not less than 30 days before the effective date, or we have another exclude. Otherwise, provided good cause found and published, that we don't have to do it. We don't have to do 30 days. We'll just get ahead and just put it in effect. So now, imagine this. We have an administrative rule that there's no way to find the procedure because we have an escape thing. Back it up.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime Membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Okay, well, we're back here. So imagine this. You go look at a CFR. There is no way to tell by looking at a code of federal regulation whether it has the force and effect of law. I can already tell you don't, because I've never seen one that does, but let's just got to be able to prove things. You can't just take supposition. So how do I prove it? Let's go to the one they have in the Supreme Court decision. They say the deferred action recipients are considered. Now, there's a good word, is considered, lawfully present. Considered. I could consider you to be the president of the United States. That don't mean you is. That's what they say. Considered. See, there's the little word that flips it over to lawfully present. And what do they rely on? 8 CFR is too eligible to receive Social Security and medical benefits. 8 CFR 1.3A46. Okay. Considered. Now, I guarantee you, there's no way to tell what you're looking at here. Okay, so I got to go look at this CFR. I mean, it says you're considered lawfully present according to that regular, that CFR. So I go to that CFR, lawfully present. And I go down, and what's it say? Aliens currently in deferred action status. They're lawfully, they're here lawfully, supposedly in a deferred status. That's what it says, for the purposes. That's what they define, lawfully present in the United States. But that don't tell me nothing. Now, they talk about it in this Supreme Court decision. So what do I have to do? How am I going to see what's going on? Well, first thing, you got to go look at the first Federal Register publication under that. That was done in March 6, 2003. What's it say? They're separating the Department of DHS from the Department of Justice, by the way, and all this nonsense, but that's a side issue. So what are they talking about here? Compliance, this is procedural requirements. This is their stuff now. Compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553 as to the notice of proposed rulemaking and delayed effective date is unnecessary, as this rule relates to organ, agency, organization, and management. Really? That's what it says. It only relates to agency, organization, and management. I believe them. Accordingly, it is not a rule, as that term is used by the Congressional Review Act, and they blah, 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 smoke and mirrors nonsense. And then they go down to it's under an executive order, too. 12866. This rulemaking is limited to agency, organization, and management or personnel matters, and therefore is not a regulation or rule defined by executive order 12866. It has been determined that this rulemaking is not a significant regulatory action for the purposes of this executive order. Accordingly, a regulatory impact analysis is not required. Okie dokie. Now, it's only for internal. That's what they're saying. Relates to agency and management. Now, that's their stuff. Okay? Well, let's go look and see what it's based on. Because it says I have to go back to the prior regulation, which is 8 CFR 2.1, Authority of Homeland Security. So what do I find there? I find one CFR back in 1958, nothing about 553, not only authority. We're saying they got authority means blah, blah, blah. They don't even talk about it. Then they got another CFR. And I go look at that one. Let's see if this one. This one doesn't talk about it either. Doesn't even mention 553. Then we got powers of the Attorney General. An authority. So I go look at that one. Nothing. Okay? So now I go look at another one. The authority of the secretary, delegation, and all this other stuff. And what do I find there? Compliance with 553 as to notice and proposed rulemaking or delayed effective date is unnecessary, as this rule relates to agency, organization, and management. Accordingly, it is not a rule as used by the Congressional Review Act. Same executive order. This rulemaking is limited to agency, organization, management, and personnel matters, and therefore is not a regulation or rule as defined by Executive 12866. There is your authority right there. It's strictly internal nonsense. Well, I wanted to go see. Let's go look and see what the executive order says. They're using it. And it's under Clinton, and it's full of nonsense.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. So we're back. So now then, what we did here, we started again. We start off with a proposed rule. And we're not going to buy it. We're not making subsidy rules because I can't do them. So we will put in this thing. Let me get back and read the one out of the thing, exactly what they say. This is what they do. Now, there's something that I found out because you have to read. That's why I read these things, because you have to learn and see what they're doing. Got to learn because you pick up different points. But what they got to say is unnecessary, because it is proposed rule is effective, unnecessary. This rule relates to agency, organization, and management. And they go into, let me find the 5 USC again. They got to say, let's see here. That's the actual words they use. God, I just, every time I see them, I just want to scream. They have to say, for good cause, fines. Here's the key. They have to incorporate the findings and a brief statement, reasons therefore, in the rules issued. So why would Congress say, well, see, we don't need to actually vote on this, but they have to say why we don't need to vote on it, right? Would you buy that? They couldn't even make that fly. Not in this crazy Congress. But they're doing it in the regulation world because we don't know. That notice and public procedure, they're impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. Not my public interest. Unnecessary and impractical. So they state, they start off with proposed rule, and we're not doing it. And then we signed an executive order, which I'm going to get to in a minute. It's impractical. Well, it's impractical. It's against public interest. So we're not doing it. So they come back, they have comments. Oh, that's great. But they have an out clause. So it's like Congress. We don't really have to have a vote. We'll just do a yay or nay vote. We don't have to count. We'll just do a yay or nay. Really. Maybe the president, maybe he don't have to sign it. I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's impractical. It's against public interest. Can you believe this, Chuck? This is the way we're being ruled today, folks. That's what they're doing. This is for Social Security benefits for illegals. It's their stuff. They quote a CFR. You have to go to the regulations underneath. If they don't mention it, it's garbage. When they do mention it, it's going to say, oh, we don't have to do it because it's impractical. Unnecessary and contrary to the public interest. And they'll come back and they'll print it again. IRS does that all the time. If they include it, they're doing it in this one. And then they cite a executive order by Mr. Clinton. That piece of garbage. So I go look up the executive order. And all executive orders have to be published in the Federal Register because this is the way he is a federal agency. Just like the other ones. They're all federal agencies. They made him a federal agency. The President of the United States is a federal agency, 1935, Federal Register Act. They say it means. So he publishes in the Federal Register, and it's in 58 FR 51734. Executive Order 12866. American people deserve a regulatory system that works for them, not against them. Oh, wow. I'm impressed. A regulatory system that protects, improves their health and safety and environment and well-being and improves performance of the economy without imposing unacceptable or unreasonable costs on society. Regulatory policies that recognize that the private sector and private markets are the best engine for economic growth. You kidding? Yeah, right. This is their lead nonsense, political junk. Regulatory approaches that respect the role of state, local, and tribal governments and regulations that are effective, consistent, sensible, and understandable. We do not have such a regulatory system today. This is 1993. And then he goes on to say, federal agencies should promulgate only regulations that are required by law. By the way, the definition of by law, which I have out of the Attorney General's opinion of 1947, it's still used today, means every damn thing in the world. It started off saying by statute. They say, oh, no, by law. So then it can be by court case or even accepted agency decision. Whatever we say, that's by law. But it says, are necessary to interpret the law. Supreme Court says, you can't interpret the law. An agency can't do that. That's what courts are for. Interpretive regulations are garbage. They're like part 301. They're housekeeping. Internal nonsense. And then we go down to the principles of regulation. To ensure that agencies' regulatory programs are consistent with the philosophy set forth above. Philosophy? Did you know the philosophy is an important issue on the laws of the United States? Did you know that? They print it. It's a philosophy. Anytime you go to an executive order, go to the last part of this thing. That's where you always go. See what they're saying. Agency authority, section 9. Nothing in this order shall be construed to displacing the agency's authority or responsibilities as authorized by law. Judicial review. Nothing in this executive order shall affect or otherwise available judicial review of an agency action. The executive order is intended only to improve the internal management of the federal government and does not create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or equity by a party against the United States. Its agencies or instrumentalities, officers, employees, or any other person. There you go right there. Doesn't create any right, any benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or equity. So why is it here? It's a philosophy. Because we don't know how to disprove a regulation. The Supreme Court, they talk about the procedural stuff's got to be followed and all that junk. They don't go this far into it. Because if they did, if anybody, if the people ever figure this out, all hell would be raised. All of your, these Second Amendment, the ones that they prosecute people under guns, oh, that's all junk. But you have to understand, you cannot believe a code of federal regulation. You have to go to the Federal Register of Publications, and if they will be there, and if they don't say it, they lose. If they do say it, they're going to say it's impractical and not required. You say still lose. Imagine, can you imagine, though, that we're supposed to be bound by a procedure that's not even easy to find, and then there's an exclusion. Well, you know, it just gets impractical, and it's against public interest. We really don't need to know that, because y'all out there are so damn stupid, you'll never figure it out, because you think you're all citizens of the United States, and you've got no inalienable rights. You got no constitutional rights. You're a slave under public laws. And I have 110 cases. Because you see what is missing with a citizen of the United States that started back in 14 Stat 27, 1866. You have the right to hold property, but you have the same rights as a white citizen. It was meant for the Negroes only. They put it in the 14th. Subject to, you got to sign up to it. Then in 1870, it says, you know, by the way, you know, oh, you black folk and white folk, we can all naturalize you, but shh, we're not going to tell anybody about that. They don't even know. You can still find it codified today. 42 U.S.C., 1981 and 1982. Is that a racist statement to have the same rights as a white citizen? If I'm a citizen of the United States? 42 U.S.C., 1981 and 1982. Their procedure for rules is, we have a will way to make subsidy rigs, but we got a way out of it. We'll give you an escape clause. So it looks like, but it's not. We'll quote the CFR, but you have to go to the Federal Register. Then you have to know how the APA works of 1946, which is codified today in 5 U.S.C. 553. You got to understand that, yeah, we're not going to do 553 because it's impractical. It's against public interest. And then we'll have comments. Oh, yeah, you can comment. That's like going to a Black Lives rally where they're burning stuff. Hey, I got a comment. Quit burning my damn business. It's irrelevant. It don't make a difference. Then they come back and they say, what, the final rule? We're not doing it again. But we got the comments here. They don't mean anything. And then we're just supposed to wait 30 days. No, we're not going to do that either. And then what happens after that? They have the Congressional Review Act. Congress has 6 months to up or down it, which Congress never does. There's been a few attempts, like our Senator Murkowski went against the CO2, and she didn't even understand what she was doing, or if she did, she's dumber than a rock. That's how Congress keeps control of us by and through agencies. Because you know what? The United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That I have 110 cases. Who is got political rights if a citizen of the United States doesn't have it? Supreme Court said you don't. Well, who's voting? What are we voting for? It's under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. It's only for citizens of the United States, and it's only for federal offices. Wait a minute here. Let's see, if I'm supposed to have a public office in one of the several states, if there's no elections for them, and they say so. Did you know that? This is in that brief, in Mooney's case, in 998 pages. Yes, in the appendix, highlighted. If you want to read it, if you don't, well, all I can say is bend over and have your businesses, put your children and your wife out there and say, come and rape them. If you won't fight, what can I say? I feel like John the Baptist, and I'm in no way compared to him, but I sound like I'm crying in the wilderness. Why don't people want to know the truth? That's what puzzles me. You know what? Because it takes time to understand it, because we have been taught something totally different. And it's like Neo in the Matrix. When you reach a certain age, it's hard to change. You have to say, I am going to look at the facts. I'm going to engage my brain, because what I think I know is not so. So what is true? This Supreme Court case is a crock of smoke and mirrors nonsense. We got to do the APA. We got to abide the procedure. They don't go the next step and tell you, how do I identify the procedure? They'll tell us how we do statutory law. There's got to be a statutory authority for an agency to make a regulation. And then that regulation has procedures. And they can bypass those procedures. And the only way to prove it is you got to go into the Federal Register, which are hotlinked in Westlaw, makes it real easy. So the CFR, the Federal Registers, are available on the internet if you know how to, but it's a time-consuming thing. This is a scary thought. How many people can tell you what I just covered? You see a CFR. How do you know it has the force and effect of law? I can tell you unequivocally without even checking. It doesn't. But you got to be able to prove it. You have to know the proposed rule. It's got to have a proposed rule. It's got to say I'm doing 5 U.S.C. 553. Which it says they won't. They'll either leave it out or say, nah, it's impractical. I don't got to do that. Then they'll come back with a final rule. Oh, yeah, we'll have comments. Who in the hell cares? If you're not in compliance, oh, we don't have to do it because it's impractical. It's against public interest. And then we get to D. Oh, we don't have to wait 30 days because everybody knows it. This nonsense. Then Congress allows it to happen to 6 months, and then it becomes written into concrete, and everybody uses it like it's law. And then we have to go under a 42 U.S.C. 1982 under color of law. Why do you think it says under color of law? Because we can take on the persona of a citizen of the United States, Supreme Court said so, and sue. I can take on the persona of a landlord or of a tenant and sue. Did they tell us this? Nope. You don't want to find what I'm talking about. That's why I want to get a home page up and put this stuff out there with the procedures and the one lines. Internal Revenue Service is a crock. It's a lie. It's only for citizens of the United States. How do they get you? The W-4. By the way, the W-4s are constitutional this year. I hadn't looked, but they are. You have to write exempt and just give them minimal information. You don't have to modify it. So somebody's doing something to gradually turn this unlawful agencies around in Trump's administration. The thing is, just like the courts, they can't come out and say all these United States district courts are unconstitutional. You know why? Because everybody that's been criminally convicted would have them beans for habeas corpus. They would. So this is what's interesting is in Mooney's case, they ruled and allowed for 3 months, dismissed with prejudice. They couldn't take his house and their houses, their property. Then they had an ex parte email. So here we are sitting at the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. The good part is they are in Minnesota, and Minnesota, you can go straight to a Supreme Court justice, and it's Gorsuch. And he's the constitutional guy. So if we lose there, that's what's going to happen. Don't go to the whole Supreme Court. Go to that desk. See, the thing is, a lot of us, like Alaska, I don't know who we got up here in Alaska, probably Sotomayor or one of them other idiots down there that's so liberal that, but there is another solution. And there's a way to sue judges. They have to be absent all jurisdiction. If they have jurisdiction, it doesn't make any difference whether they have the oath or not. Doesn't make any difference if they have the civil commission or not. They have to be absent all jurisdiction. So you've got to go back to the court. What type of court, and do they hold, does that authority under that court? Back in a minute.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, we're back. Huh? Why doesn't anybody bring up the people that are the founders of Black Lives Matter? This gal, Alicia Garza, she's a Marxist. Right. And there's a P-A-T-R-I-S-S-A, Patrice Cullors, C-U-L-L-O-R-S. She said, we're out the goal of Black Lives Matter is overthrow Trump. She loves Venezuelan guy down there. And it came out of Michael Ferguson. or Michael Brown out of Ferguson, Missouri. Hands up, don't shoot, which was a total lie. And what's amazing is they elevate these people. He went in a white carriage. He is a sata. He must be right up there with Christ. And then this Floyd. He's out on probation. I think it's 4 felonies. We have another white carriage for him in a gold casket. And all these people cried, oh, you know. Let's see, well, we killed a cop out in California. It don't make any difference for that. We got another one out there that's going to be paralyzed for life. Oh, we don't care about him. And we got ones down in Atlanta. Yeah. He's a criminal thug. Career criminal. Oh, but these guys are trying to turn their life around. You betcha. That's what I did when I get around. And I tell you, a guy that will get away from 2 cops, he's a big boy. I wouldn't want to tangle with him, just like the dad in Ferguson. Would I want to tangle with a 300-pound black guy coming at me full steam? Not in this lifetime. That's why they give cops guns and tasers and stuff. It's not a contest of who can survive. I've had a few bad cops. There are always going to be a few bad apples in anything. But we have to have police. We need real sheriffs, actually. We've got to step. Most of these cops are good people. They really are. I had a lot of them out there, but I had the fair. They'd come around, talk to me off. They couldn't come to the booth. I had one of them pull me over for thinking, he said, you know, I approve what you're doing, but I can't say it or I lose my job. That's how corrupt it is. We got to change that. And the only best going to change, you and me, got to speak up and fight. Not stay in the shadows and call it, we have to have knowledge. Black Lives Matter are a bunch of anarchists, Marxists. They're against Trump. What's Trump doing? Constitutional judges. You mean you're against the Constitution? You're attempting an insurrection, a coup d'etat. You're trying to overthrow our government. I don't think so. And now we have their big example in Seattle. Up there, where this guy video came out on Black on Bill Still, it's probably out there all over now. They're raping the women, they're beating people up, taking their money. You got it for reparations for me. And the guy that's ahead of it, he's out of Dubai. He's got all kinds of money. I don't know what his dang name is. There's so many of these crazy idiots. Wake up, folks. We can't hide anymore. And I guarantee you, if they come back at Palmer up here where I can drive to, I will be in the middle of the song. Anyway, everywhere, God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.